This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. We have Micah Parsons Developments as we open up hour number one of the GBAG Nation Live. Jake's in Frisco. Thanks for making us part of your day. The drama already cranked to the max. Jane Slater coming up at 5 o'clock. But today, we have Todd Archer and Adam Schefter joining Dan Graziano, who's the first person I heard say it this morning on Get Up. Cowboys are listening. Graziano said 2 days ago he felt like the call about trading for the Cowboys, they're like, yeah, we're not doing it. Now they're like, what would a trade look like? And now you have Todd Archer, local guy, and Adam Schefter certainly breathes quite a bit of credibility into it. Now all I need is for the hardest working man in sports media, Brian Broaddus, to give me the thumbs up because I trust nobody's phone more than yours.
You know what? I trust Todd Archer. Adam Schefter I talked to this morning, he's not sure. It's funny you bring this up because I had a whole nother conversation with him about something else to do with the Senior Bowl and Drew Fabianich. And then he's asking me, hey, what do you think's going to happen? What are you hearing? What do you know? You know, and I'm going, bro, you're supposed to be the information guy, not me. No, but anyway. I think there's a lot of people out there. I reached out to the Cowboys and asked this question. And I kind of got the, hey, that's further up. You know, that's a up the food chain kind of question, you know.
Okay.
I mean, with you know, if you know, Steven and Jerry were talking about, no, they didn't want to trade him.
Yeah.
But now, a month later, are they more open to that? Are they more open? But the thing with Schefter, I think he's like everybody else. We don't know. We really don't know where that is. Now, Archer, I completely trust. But I kind of, just talking to Schefter, I got a vibe that he's kind of... He wasn't sure this morning. I'm not talking about this morning. I'm talking about an hour ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's putting his name on it now.
Yeah.
Well, he's also going with Dan and
well, maybe
Todd.
After the conversation with you, he called somebody else, it's matured in a way
over the last
hour.
I asked somebody in the organization, I said, hey, are you more open to do this? He goes, listen, you're talking to the wrong guy on this one. You know, so I said, okay, cool. And this is really up to Steven. But a month ago when we were all standing there in California, they weren't open to doing it.
No, I said, Steven, would you trade Micah? And this was the night before the trade request.
Yeah.
And he said no, without hesitation. And then Jerry told the media as well out in Oxnard. But as ugly as this gets, and you've got Micah Parsons who's seeking a second opinion, and it does appear that he is not going to be playing against the Eagles.
I don't, and
I think he is very willing to sit out games. And then this thing goes to the Cowboys. You're going after Micah and saying, hey, we cleared you. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
Mike is saying, no, I was able to find a doctor that says, yes, there is something wrong with my back. Now you've got to fight. Now you go to the courts, and who decides what? I mean, he's also fighting with the NFL about the position stuff.
Could
linebacker
take a couple of weeks
versus
easily. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so
might not play against
maybe
the
Cowboys decide, screw this. This isn't worth it for us. We are going to move you.
I mean, okay, so this news comes 24 hours after he's looking for the second opinion on his back. So he's threatening like a medical holdout. Maybe the Cowboys are threatening to trade him now. I don't think Micah wants to go to another spot, but he probably wants to get maximum value.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like this is – are you taking it on the surface, or do you think this is like a game of chicken?
Well, Let me – can I
– Hold just, out, we'll trade you.
Yeah, just real quick if
sure.
I could. Let me – and you ask a great question. Let me tell you what Green Bay's thinking right now. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what the Packers are thinking, because they seem to be the one team that's kind of into this thing, right?
All right.
Okay, what I've learned in Green Bay is they have a new president. Mark Murphy, who was the present CEO of the Green Bay Packers, is no longer in. And Ed Policy, who was Carmen Policy's son, who was the 49ers back in the 80s and helped with those teams and all that, you know.
It's a road well traveled from San Francisco to Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly. His son is taking over the presidency of the Packers. Brian Gutekunst and the head coach there have 2 years remaining on a contract. This could be Goody. He could be saying, listen, I've got to and Ed's come out and said, we'll wait and see. Extensions, we'll wait and see. He goes, I don't like having guys on one-year deals and stuff like that. So it sounds like to me that he is going to evaluate what's going on in the front office and then also evaluate what's going on with coach. Okay, Gutekunst, the general manager, he could be looking at this like, holy geez, we got a new president. This guy didn't hire me. You know, does he want his own guy? Do I need to go make a bold move? Do I need to go get somebody?
If I give up
2 first-round picks and say give up Gary, the edge rusher as well, could I do something to potentially save my job? Because if all of a sudden he makes his trade and it works, maybe he buys himself some more time. If he gets fired and he's given up 2 picks and a player, well, that's somebody else's problem. So they might be in a situation right now up there in Green Bay where they're more willing. I know Ted Thompson would never do this. You know, Teddy was a longtime general manager, you know, after Ron Wolf and stuff. So he would never do this. But Goody might be in a situation where he's thinking like, damn, I got to do something because my division's gotten better. Detroit's gotten better. The Bears have gotten better. Vikings have gotten better. So he might be in that kind of situation right now where he has to make a bold swing at it and maybe to save a job with in front of the eyes of a new boss.
He's going to have to come correct in a big way in terms of what he's willing to give up, because if I'm the Joneses, dude, I got no interest in sending him to the Packers. Screw that. And we've seen Jerry before, courtesy of the Netflix doc. What does he tell Michael Irvin? I'll send your rear end to Cincinnati. I mean, not that Green Bay is like some paradise, but from a football standpoint, that's a great spot to be in a lot of respects. So I think Jerry would love to get Micah in a world where, go lose and be innocuous somewhere else. And otherwise, the Packers are going to have to spend, 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, because if you're open to trading him, one, you want to get the best deal possible. But also, like, Green Bay is not super attractive to me because I'm looking at picks that are late, 25 or later, assuming their quarterback stays healthy and Jordan Love.
Yeah, you want top half of the first round pick.
Well, this is what you're looking at right now, because you're probably at somewhere between 12 and 15 with your own pick and probably looking at something on the back end for the next 2 years. So, you can put those together and go forward if you want.
There you
could.
Go.
But if and listen, let's be honest. I kind of feel like between Green Bay and Dallas, Green Bay is the better team.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. So, if that's the case, having Philadelphia kind of rebuilt their team with the trade they gave with the Saints. Remember, they got the Saints pick, and now they parlayed that for a couple of years in order to kind of get those Georgia defensive linemen and stuff.
Yeah, they also traded out. I mean, you have the option to do that with these picks, but I would certainly be, one, looking at the other conference. Can I get him the heck out of the NFC? And I'd also like to try and go to a team that I think has a better chance of going with the top 15 pick. Again, you got to take the best offer. Maybe the Packers do blow you away, and they say, hey, here's 3 ones. Everyone else is like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'll give you 2. Yeah. So Green Bay's the team with – but I don't think Green Bay would be the only team playing ball here.
I think Green Bay's the team that would offer the 2 picks and a player. I think that's where they're at right now.
Oh, wow, 2 picks. Man, I was thinking from Green Bay, I need 3. I'm willing to take 2 from
a bad
team.
I think they would like to keep their pick if they could, their extra picks.
Well, I really love what you said, that maybe you take those picks and you don't really intend to use them because the Cowboys don't pick well in the 20s. I would think if you're taking those, it's with the idea that we're going to move up. And let me ask you this. If Micah does not play this year because he's traded or whatever happens, where would you expect the Cowboys to finish? I'm thinking eighth worst. Like, they're picking in the top 10 if Micah doesn't play. So we don't have to move that far up. You know, moving from 15 to 16 all the way into the top five, that might be cost prohibitive. But eight to top five, and there's a number of good quarterbacks coming out the next couple of years. So I would look at it almost like the Cowboys acknowledging we're rebuilding. Like, hope's flushed, right? What do you think? Record prediction if Micah doesn't play with these Cowboys.
Yeah.
8-9.
8-9? I mean...
See, I went 9-8, so I would probably drop it 2. I'd probably say somewhere probably 6 or 7.
I mean, I don't think that we're looking at the defense being great, even with Micah on the field. And I think that we do have, you know, we forget Micah was on the field, Saints, Ravens last year. That defense got absolutely shredded. Micah does make a big difference, don't get me wrong, but this team's going to win with offense. So if you're removing him, I mean, they won 7 games, and Cooper Rush started the majority of the season.
Wow, you sound like you're okay with just trading him in right now.
I would have traded him probably this past offseason.
I mean, you just made a great argument. Like, listen, he's not we could do better. We could get picks, and we could do better.
But the problem is the Cowboys just don't – like, I feel that way. I would be doing the same thing Gavin's talking about. Let's go ahead and kind of rebuild this thing. The Cowboys just don't conduct themselves as a rebuild team. Yeah. They've paid Dak. They've paid CD. They're trading for George Pickens. They're rebuilding this offensive line. They still view themselves as a team that can go out there and contend. And in the NFC, it is pretty damn open. But this defense is going to be very Bengals-esque potentially.
So you don't think they're trading him?
Trading him is the last resort. If they feel as though this is not going anywhere, they will trade him. Otherwise, no. I think most likely they're going to try and keep him here.
I guess I believe it's most likely a game of chicken here, and over the next 48 hours they'll come to some sort of deal as Micah is using the threat of the medical holdout. The Cowboys don't want to trade their stars. This will be caveman. I guess that is my most likely scenario, but trade's more likely than ever, as ESPN reporters, including Todd Archer, basically to paraphrase it, saying the Cowboys are now at least wondering what would a trade offer look like when teams call instead of a blanket no. 682 says Jerry's about to drop a bomb of a trade. He's tired and finally wants change and is going to use cocky and greedy Micah as an example. A blockbuster trade will do the team good in the future. Yeah, if you feel like you're going to go 8-9 and you're looking at where is our next quarterback coming from, I don't want to pick in the middle of the first round. I don't think chances of the pick coming in the middle of the first round.
I just don't know that the Cowboys would even be looking at finding another quarterback. Like, it's going to have to take Dak getting hurt again or them legitimately like winning 4 or 5 games with Dak, and they know that Dak's – if they're around 500 and they're paying Dak and they can't get out on his contract – I just don't envision them doing what we would all love them to do, which is actually go get a quarterback.
Then why are you trading picks for Trey Lance and Joe Milton? You know,
it's free looks at guys that they think have potential, basically.
Yeah, I think they believe it's possible. You know, let me just say that, like the contingencies of what could happen this year. And I tell you, as a major point of evidence here, they have an option fifth day of the league year 2026 where they can effectively void $60 million of future obligation to Dak Prescott. Of course, that's fully injury guaranteed. But I don't think they'd have that clause in there if they didn't think it was possible they were going to want it. So, acquiring picks. But I want to see who else is interested. Are the Bears interested? Are the Raiders interested? Like, who are the teams that don't look great, don't have awesome answers at quarterback, but are thinking maybe erroneously, we're a Micah Parsons away from getting back into the playoffs? I want to gamble with those teams, and for those teams, I'd be, you know, excited. You get 2 first-round picks, that could really turn around your organization in a hurry. We are live at Jake's in Frisco. Welcome in, as it's you know, crazy how much of a whirlwind this story has turned into. In just very short order.
Crazy.
Here, we went from man, this story is getting annoying, to holy crap, this story is electrifying, and you could possibly be talking about trading your best player. Okay, Adolis Garcia, Jock Peterson, Kyle Higashioka, 3-run bombskis last night. Those are the Rangers we thought we were seeing in spring training when they're putting on laser shows.
No kidding.
Seager went deep as well for the 21st time. Garcia's 17th home run. According to ESPN research, it was just the 10th instance of 3 teammates recording 5 or more ribbies in a game since it became an official stat in 1920. Wyatt Langford reached base all 5 times, scored 4 runs before he was replaced by a pinch runner in the 7th inning. That's what we wanted to see from Wyatt Langford. Just when I thought, man.
It's about time they had a laugher game.
Yeah.
You know, we just didn't have to worry about or sweat the bullpen doing something crazy or something happening to it. Yeah, it was just nice to text Jared and say, hey, congrats on this one. And he's like, oh, thanks. You know, this team needed something like that. They did. They needed a night where they can score a bunch of runs, get some rest, and then, you know, get ready for the series getting out on the road.
Scrappy bunch, I guess, to make it back above 500 and not give up after everything that they've endured. I think a lot of the guys are, you know, like Corey Seager, you have an individual goal. You want to prove to the team that you should be on the club next year. You want to earn a contract. You want to make sure or try to, you know, eliminate this as your worst season as a pro. So I think they're all professionals. They're all motivated. And, you know, maybe that steady approach is going to, you know, give us one hell of a ride in September. That'd be the opposite of how the Rangers used to do. September swoon was a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time now to push it the other way. Mavs are attempting to trade Olivier Max Prosper once again, looking for roster space to complete the signing of Dante Exum, 24th overall pick in the 2023 draft, but has not been able to get much cooking. Leo Messi was cooking, scored twice in his return for Inter Miami. They beat Orlando City 3-1 last night, advancing to the League's Cup final again. He was back for the second time in 2 weeks after a setback in his recovery from hammy. But he had hardly trained, stepped in, scored, and made people think, dude, he should play for the World Cup next year in Argentina. I think that's the takeaway here as we sit, you know, less than a year out now. Okay, we got the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side live, Jason Frisco, fan phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. Wolchuk, what's the top 10 looking like today?
All right, top 10 biggest week one upsets in college football history. We got a big slate starting tonight. That's next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jason Frisco right here off Main by the soccer stadium. It's good to be up here. And we'd love to see you come on by, have some delicious food and beverage, just crush some chicken strips and fries myself. The spicy ones, really, really perfect. And the mashed potatoes and gravy's outstanding. I can testify to that. Obviously, the burgers, I think Chief just ordered a triple stack.
Yep.
So looking forward to that.
Just tore it up. Yeah, it was fantastic.
You just crushed that?
Yeah, Jake's gets it done at such a high level.
Knocked it out.
When the burger's that good, you don't put it down. And you attempt to maybe not even exhale. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't breathe.
Yeah, it's incredible when that jaw unhinges. It's like an apex predator out there in the wild here.
Appreciate that.
Okay. we got the G-Bag of the Day champion here in just a second. We got Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Back to the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Luchuk's
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Check two. How do we do?
Perfect.
All right, man. Hey, by the way, before we even get started, Dawson.
Yep.
I may be reaching. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, my guy. Yeah, I may be reaching, bro, but until I hear an explanation from the Cowboys about what's really going on the insides of it, pause, I'm going to always think you had an influence in this situation. Because I listen to you. You know I'm an observationalist, bro.
Yes.
Listen to you talk to Stephen Jones, and you told that man to his face, hey, the agents out here in the league think you are food. And yeah. I heard him react to it. He started squirming in his seat. And I was like, oh, my God. Shoot. I hope it didn't get stuck in his head. Now he's making decisions off of that. I don't know, man.
I was just talking on Twitter, actually, with Terrence Parsons, and I ended it with, you know, I believe this really comes down to agent versus organization scores unsettled, or the Cowboys trying to make their point against the most powerful agent in the league. And I believe, you know, David Mulugeta with some very, very borderline unethical things, you know, and I believe it's about to show up once again here, and that's why the Cowboys have threatened to trade him.
I'm or always believe
at least
you.
Let it be known they're listening to offers.
I always believe that, man. That you have. You said I appreciate that, man. I got this
one.
I appreciate it.
I'm under heavy fire out here, just trying to speak my mind.
Oh,
it's
man,
crazy how
I totally understand, bro. I went to a deep dive of haters last night. I'll talk about it during LA Live.
Oh,
alrighty.
No.
All right, G-Bag of the Day. Oh, that's fine. I just just want to do research about who's hating at you.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, okay, who are you?
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah. G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. Shout out to you, man. You caught it. This is day three for this champion audio. My man got assaulted, and he's telling the police. He's overseas, so they're the bobbies. And apparently, he was confronting his Jamaican neighbor, because Jamaicans use this phrase in patois, suck your mother. Suck
are they
your
both
mother.
Jamaican dudes?
No.
Sounded like one might be from Asia somewhere.
Yes.
Is that where this is going down?
Yeah, the Asian where there's like maybe Pakistani or something like that. That type of Asian. Like if you're overseas, you're Asian. Yeah. But if you're over here, we don't know what they're called.
Yeah. Bloodlines.
Yes. So he's telling the cops about his altercation, and the cops are laughing at him and everything, and he says the phrase.
The thing is, has anybody been injured?
Yes, he hit me. Hit on my face.
Where?
In front of my son, and he said I have to suck my mother.
Okay, we start saying suck your mother is not
effect, no, for me it's not a good thing. So I'm asking him if you did something with your mother or not. Did you do something like this?
That's irrelevant.
I must know.
What you do?
I must know.
For me, it is not a good thing.
Yeah.
What a dynamic. Well, thank you, Lucius.
Yes,
tune in 5:30. See if the champ can win again. Face the challengers right before we get to LA Live at 5:40. Here's Zach with an H. Here, Willie.
877-881-1053. The biggest week one upsets in college football history. We got some good ones going on tonight. Boise State in South Florida. We're going to have that on right here, 4:30, ESPN, the 25th-ranked Boise State Broncos, as we party from Jake's Burgers in Frisco. Last chance to come out and show what you got. Fan phenom after the show, the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold, will be hosting.
I think Boise State and Kellen Moore went to Eugene 1 year, knocked off a maybe top 10 Oregon team there in week one.
You know, I think that's when that LeGarrette Blount punch happened that we talked about
yesterday. You're right. Yeah.
Man, maybe South Florida. Maybe South Florida can knock off Boise State. And then later on, 8 o'clock, go Big Red, Nebraska. Nebraska is taking on Cincinnati from Arrowhead Stadium, as Minnie Mahomes will be able to show off his stuff at the house that Patrick built. And I think that he has said that Patrick Mahomes will be in attendance to watch Nebraska. So, hey, the Huskers are one of those teams that are 6.5-point favorites. They do tend to stub their toe in games like this. So if you want to go with the Bearcats at plus 6.5, but I'm hoping this is a different year for Nebraska under Matt Rhule and they can finally get it done and get it up tonight. And also, high school football, we get that thing rolling. Big game on Saturday. My Plano Wildcats going to be taking on Odessa Permian. That's going to be at the Star in Frisco. I heard Tommy Yarish this morning. He's going to be doing sideline for that game. It'll be on NFL Network. Hopefully Plano can put on a show. But I don't have great expectations. I think they're ranked as the 55th best school in the area, according to the morning news. Not great.
Not ideal, Walchuk.
Shout out to everybody who's starting their high school football season. And it's a beautiful, beautiful time of year. Did you guys see Doris
Burke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Doris Burke.
What happened?
Tim Legler's taking her spot on the ABC ESPN broadcast.
She got demoted to the number two team.
Yep, she's no longer going to be on the NBA Finals calls as commentator Tim Legler is going to be promoted to the number one call. He's going to pair with Mike Breen and Richard Jefferson for the network's Finals
broadcast.
Nothing
against Doris Burke, but I'm just telling you, watched Mav games with him involved. He's really good in the last 2 minutes of games trying to explain what teams need to do. I mean, very much like, hey, they need to think about, you know, this, and they need to think about that. I mean, he is a very much an X and O guy when it comes to these games and stuff. I kind of appreciate listening to him.
He's almost like a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
like a
got
coach
that
analyst.
He's got that coach vibe to him, but explains it kind of in a layman's way where you understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, Legs is good. I also have seen
Burke was just boring, you know?
Doris. Now, we might get to celebrate Doris Burke whenever we get back into studio.
She with Mark Jones? Is that the team she's got?
Like, probably the best calls of her career that we could go down memory lane.
Yeah, hopefully they haven't gotten lost in the translation of migrating studios. But, she has an all-time.
We lose an L drive or something
Doris
like that?
Doris is very descriptive. I'll just say that. Shout out to Doris.
She paints quite a picture.
She really does. She does not leave much to be left to the imagination. The other thing here with the Micah trade stuff, it's hard. In no way, in my opinion, I don't know if you guys feel differently, this would not be comparable to the Luka trade at all.
Oh, no, no.
I've seen some Cowboy fans taking to Twitter, and they're like, oh, gosh, this would be even worse than the Luka trade. Like, are you kidding me?
No, completely.
I get Micah is incredible, and he's arguably your best player. Maybe some would say CeeDee Lamb. But come on now. I mean, Luka took a team to the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. With all due respect to Micah Parsons, he has come up short in the biggest games like the rest of the team has as well.
Top 8 player, though, in the league?
Sure.
Yeah, Luka, top 8 player?
Three?
Yeah.
You could argue the best at times.
It's just the difference in the sport. Like, Luka, Luka can control so much more on the basketball court than what Micah can. Micah can be dominant. He can be getting triple teamed, and the defense still gives up 35 points.
Well, the difference of this is we're actually talking about Micah getting traded. We never talk about
not
him
at all. You could get the highest bid for it.
Yeah,
that's the biggest difference to me is that the Cowboys won't get ripped off like the Mavs did.
Right. It's just not going to be – it won't be anywhere comparable to the ripple effect that the Luka trade had, in my opinion.
No, the only way you could even compare it would be if you had, like, your quarterback. Like, if your quarterback had taken you to the Super Bowl and he was clearly doing, like, all of the heavy lifting for that team and they lose the game and then they just up and trade him.
Or, like, if the Cowboys had actually traded Emmitt when he was holding out.
Yeah,
he's coming off a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah,
he's an MVP himself, league MVP.
And you saw what the team looked like, and it was a small sample, couple of games. But without him, it was like a completely different football team at that point.
Yes, and I know like we can go back and look at the analytics and the expected points added and the difference with Micah on and off the field. We've seen this team get their ass kicked defensively with him on the field. Maybe it won't look as bad with him, or it'll look even worse with him off it. I don't know.
Oh, it'll definitely look worse.
To me, it's still. It's not the same impact with Luka.
No, one guy on the basketball court makes
one of five versus
one
of 11, no doubt. All right, biggest upsets. And I hope we do get something. because I think that week one upsets in college football, and now these teams can overcome it. Like, we had Notre Dame get upset early in the season. I think it was week two last year. They still end up in the playoff, and they still end up in the national championship game. But number one that always comes to mind for me, we go to the big house, Appalachian State, beat number 5 Michigan September 1st, 2007. History was made. First ever FCS team to beat a ranked FBS team. Incredible. Michigan goes down at the big house, and Appalachian State became a household name.
That was a big decade for Michigan failure.
It was. It was the start of really the decline.
That was probably one of the inspiring moments when you look back of why they cheated their balls off.
Don't let this happen again,
if
boys.
Number one,
Nebraska falling to UCLA. We got to go back to 1972 for this. Nebraska, right. Team to beat.
Oh, with Johnny Rogers.
Back-to-back national titles. They had a 32-game unbeaten streak, and here comes UCLA, the Bruins, 18-point underdog to Nebraska. After the game, UCLA goes from unranked to 8th in the country, and Nebraska fell to number 10. They'd rebound. They'd go on to finish 9-2 and eventually blow out Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. But shout-out to
UCLA.
I
wonder if they got beat by Oklahoma that year to the second loss.
Mm. Jacksonville State beating Ole Miss. Oh, my goodness. Ole Miss went winless in 2010 after vacating 4 wins, so their official record 0-8, including 0-7 in the SEC, with the additional loss coming week one against Jacksonville State. Ohio Wesleyan defeating Michigan at the Big House.
Oh, man. Big House of Losers.
I didn't even know that this happened.
I never even heard this one.
We got to go back to 1928, so this was pre-Brian Broaddus.
This was your heyday, Broaddus.
I was at the game.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Ohio Wesleyan beats Michigan 17-7. Year prior, the two teams faced off. Michigan won 33-0. And Wesleyan was just waiting, man. They were waiting to get their revenge.
17-7 score in 1928. Was that a barn burner?
It was a hell of a score.
That was like they ran it up on them.
I mean, 17 points. That was a lot. Duke blowing out number 9 Clemson. We go to 2023. Clemson was ranked number 9 in the country.
That was our quarterback that ended up at Notre Dame. Was that the broken ankle guy?
Yeah, it was. And that really helped Elko also propel himself into the Texas A&M conversation. But Clemson ranked number 9 in the country, went into half, 7-6, they're leading. And then Duke claws back, gets the win. Duke actually had a pretty damn good year that year. They went 9-4. They went 5-1-5 straight to finish the season. And, well, it was just tough for Clemson that day. They really haven't been the same since until maybe this year. Maybe this year they're able to
get
back.
Don't say that.
No, they're fine week one. LSU's going to get them. First time since 2019 the Tigers are going to get a week one win.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. You know, I mean, I'm ready for plays like directional university instead of like opening up against Florida State and USC.
I commend them. I like it. Like, we've got such an exciting weekend ahead of us because of all these teams actually playing
against
each other.
Be ranked 9th and lose a game. That's nothing better than that. It happens every year.
All right, Baylor Bear fans, this one's going to hurt. Liberty beating Baylor in 2017. 48-45, Liberty upsets Baylor in Waco. Still an FCS program at the time and not good for the Baylor Bears. Now, Liberty ended up, I think, being pretty damn good that year. That might have been who's the coach now at Ole Miss?
Hugh Freeze.
That might have been
Hugh. No. He's at Auburn.
He's at Auburn now.
He was at Ole Miss, and now he's at Auburn.
Was this when he was coaching from the hospital bed?
What year is
just
this?
Putting it on the line?
2017.
Oh, no. Hugh Freeze. No.
No, that goes too far back. Hugh Freeze was actually, at that point, Hugh Freeze, I believe, was
still suspended.
Was actually making calls to ladies of the night with his work phone.
That was even before that. Maybe Hugh was still like right now being, we can't bring you in. This is untouchable territory. But Liberty, hell of a victory. Montana, the Grizzlies, they stunned number 20 Washington in 2021. Georgia
Good program.
Tech upsets Florida State in Dublin. This was last year.
It turned out not to be an upset, though, because Florida State absolutely sucked.
Yeah. At the time, they were coming off the undefeated season. They're arguing, should we have been in the playoff? And the season ended up being god-awful. And then Maryland upsetting the Texas Longhorns. The last time Maryland had a 10-win season, 2003, when they had strung together three 10 or more win seasons from 01 to 03. Before that, you got to go back to 1976. But Maryland found a way week one in 2017 to beat Tom Herman and the Horns 51 to 41. And you knew it was really bad for Texas at that point.
Turner Gill was your head coach at Liberty in 2017.
Where the hell was Turner Gill now?
Remember, he got the Kansas job and then kind of fell apart, I think, after that.
And now nobody wants to hire Gill?
Nobody wants to hire him now.
Jeez.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 is in the books. Wetting our whistle for college football. Join us here, Jason Frisco. Watch the games tonight. And maybe participate in some fan phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. Who's hosting that tonight?
Chris Arnold.
Nice.
Three times.
CA is going to be in the house. All right. What are we doing next, Chief?
We got a hodgepodge featuring the alleged details of Jerry's offer to Micah. Plus, we begin to prep our bodies for Texas at the Shoe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Next in the nation. All right, welcome back, Nation. We are live at Jake's in Frisco on Main. Just take the toll road up here, and you'll see us soon. You'll see us real soon. All right, Fan Phenom's coming up at 7 o'clock. We're in the wake of some breaking Micah news, as multiple ESPN reporters, including Todd Archer, saying the Cowboys are now listening if people are calling about a trade for Micah Parsons. So what are the facts as we know it? Eric Chiafala had a hell of a tease on this subject, and here he is with a sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, I believe Wolchuk can help me out with this as well, but we have Adam Schefter was on the McAfee show, and he laid out the numbers from what he understood about what Jerry allegedly offered Micah in their springtime conversations, the deal that Jerry felt like was a deal that was agreed to verbally, handshake, whatever. Micah and his agent have obviously since said thanks, but no thanks on that. But we've been wondering kind of what did the deal look like from a structure standpoint. And McAfee, or Schefter on McAfee, said it was a five-year deal that averaged $40.5 million per year.
Yes.
So, and that would be, so you'd be playing out, if you're Micah, you're playing out this final year of your rookie contract. You're making 21 or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new contract would kick in after this season, and it would be 5 years, and it would average $40.5 million per year.
Right.
Now, Walchuk, that's a similar thing that you have heard, correct?
Yes. So, like, I knew about this when Gavin, we went back and forth last Friday. I had these numbers. 202.5 over 5 years is what it was. The guaranteed money, which I had seen around 165 to 170, that was not confirmed, but the 5 for 202.5 was confirmed. But it was not my place to share that. I didn't want to burn a trusted source. So now that it's out there, I can confirm that that is also what I had heard. And that's why I would assume when you were hearing also, Brian, the year stuff,
yeah,
the 4 and 5,
yeah,
probably David Mulligetta was like, no, we're not doing the 5, Micah.
Yeah.
We need to do the 4 here so you can get back to the bargaining table.
Yeah, see, that's where I never had the numbers you had. I had it was a hang up on the years. That's what I was told. So I was never, like I said, I
believe Micah agreed to that. 5 years, 202 and
I agree.
That's
I think
the handshake
so too.
Deal that Jerry's so pissed off about.
I think so too.
You know, I think my point about that was it's 5 years after this next year being played. So as the cap is going up, you know, you're going to put me under contract for 6 years. And the true average of these 6 years is $37.3 million if you add up. Well, I guess a bit even less if he's going to get 21 instead of 24 that we've been talking about because he's designated as a defensive end. Maybe just under $37 million per year. And now I'm going to be under contract until I'm 32 years old. And the last couple of years are essentially like team options. I think if I'm Micah and his agent, the best thing to do now, though, would be to take that offer. And then once he gets to 30 years old and the clock is ticking, then you just, you know, demand a renegotiation then. But if you want to be a Cowboy, I think you call up the Joneses and say, hey, man, we'll do that 5 and 202.5 right now if we're still good on that. And then just figure out a way to play it in the future. Because right now, I think they're at risk of being moved to another team. And I think that would be worst case scenario if I'm Parsons and Mulligetta, just all the lost value from the visibility.
Because it doesn't, I mean, at least from Diggs and Micah clearly are probably the closest of anybody that Micah is with on the team is Trayvon Diggs.
Sure.
And if Diggs is speaking for him and saying, I don't want to leave, this is my family, I want to be a Cowboy, then you're right. Like, I don't think Micah actually does want to go and play anywhere else, but maybe I think that if they're listening to trade offers, it's because Jerry is really just, you got an angry Jerry Jones who's not budging here.
Yeah, I think this is where, like I said, too, with Jerry, you got to worry about him. Like, okay, I offered this, and now is this completely off the table? That's the next thing you have to worry about. You know, can Micah circle back and say, well, hey, you and I talked about it. He's like, no, wait a minute, you know. And then we talked about it. Now this is what it's going to be. You know, that's the thing, because that's a pretty solid offer right there. To play, and if Micah in fact turned that one down and or did something to harm those numbers, then I can understand why Jerry's a little upset, for sure.
Yeah, and Jerry in Oxnard, I think, was giving off the impression that at that time he wasn't even sure if he would want to go back on that deal because he was so frustrated. And clearly, that frustration's probably only grown over the last few weeks. So I still can't help but think them letting this news out here about their willingness to listen to trade offers is kind of like the game of chicken thing that you were talking about, Dawson, because we know deep down the Cowboys really don't want to trade a superstar player.
No.
They've proven that time and time again. They voiced it to us right to our face in Oxnard as well. And it sounds like Micah, deep down in his heart of hearts, doesn't want to go either. So hopefully they get this thing figured out here, but it is nice to know that we got some level of certainty on what those numbers looked like. And I can understand from the agent standpoint, if you're trying to get the best deal for your client, that's not the best deal.
Mm-mm.
It's a fantastic deal,
yeah.
But if you're David Mulligetta, you're like, no, I'm the best agent in the business, and I can tell you that you're going to regret this deal 3 or 4 years from now.
Especially since he saw Todd France get the 4 for Dak twice. So it's like, if I know that they're going to do that, they're willing to do it, they set the precedent, they did it for Dak Prescott.
Good point.
I'm getting that for you.
Good point.
Okay, so we have we actually have the Arch Manning numbers as well. What is he going to make this year?
Ooh.
6.2.
NIL.
Over under 7 milli.
Under.
I'm going to go under. Yeah, I agree.
A hair under. 6.8 mil.
There you go.
Now, apparently, that's about 2.5 more than the next highest earner, which is apparently Miami's quarterback, Carson Beck. So that's where Arch stands right now, 6.8 million for the NIL action. Of course, you have a huge game coming up on Saturday. Cannot wait for it. And Dane Brugler in The Athletic, he's going through a couple of the big matchups for week one and talking about some of the NFL prospects and guys to be looking out for. Of course, the best returning players on each team, highest ranked draft eligible prospects would be Arch Manning for Texas, Caleb Downs, the safety for Ohio State. We're all very aware of that, but he talks about the matchup, prospect matchup, that might determine the outcome of the game. He says Texas's running backs versus Ohio State's linebackers, Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese. And he writes, he says, Texas has one of the best running back depth charts in college football, especially with the return of C.J. Baxter. Brugler says Baxter was receiving Bijan Robinson-level hype before getting hurt and missing the 2024 season.
I think he's faster.
Baxter's faster than Bijan?
Yeah. Now he's coming off a big knee injury.
Yes, we'll see.
We'll see. But prior to that, Baxter was a speedster.
And then you have Wisner as well, who had 1,000 yards rushing last season. So both those backs versus these Ohio State linebackers, he says it won't be easy stopping those guys. But Ohio State has arguably the best linebacker tandem in the country. Styles and Reese are exceptional size, speed athletes who are developing at the position in terms of reading keys, defeating blocks. But Styles ranked 24 on Brugler's summer top 50 prospects coming into the draft. And one NFL scout said the other linebacker, Reese, should have been on there too. So that's going to be interesting to watch, these running backs versus those linebackers. I didn't even realize that Ohio State had the best linebacker tandem in college football.
Sark likes that halfback wheel.
Oh, yeah,
Jaden
for sure.
Blue, we saw it. We saw a touchdown against Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl.
How about the spine of that Ohio State defense, though, when you consider those two linebackers and then Caleb Downs? Mm-hmm. Like,
they're strong up the middle.
Gosh, that's going to be so electric. I cannot wait for this game. And then finally, we close it down with 60 seconds on soccer. Dawson,
what happened?
The
Huddleston Town won?
It's
Grigsby Town?
Grigsby. So they're
– it's the Grim.
Their goalkeeper – their goalkeeper who
they haven't found him. He's been drunk for two nights.
No, it's so funny. So he's on Grimsby. They win the game. They beat Man U.
He's now on Man U.
After the game, he would like to be. He said after the game, he says, yeah, it hasn't sunk in yet. Like, the win hasn't sunk in yet. He says, I'm a Man United fan, so I'm half fuming right now. Is that not hilarious?
Wow.
But he says nights like this is what you play football for. Yeah. They finished
fifth.
That's
hilarious.
That is so freaking funny. This is like one of these low-level college teams playing against a big dog program. This is Appalachian State.
The big upset.
Beating Michigan. Yeah. And one of the players going, this kind of sucks because I'm such a Wolverines fan. I'm like, this is kind of bittersweet right now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of American fans that love United as well, because right when like Fox Soccer Channel took off in popularity in the early 2000s to 2010, they were dominant.
Yeah.
You know, they had so many great players led by Ronaldo and Rooney and Paul Scholes. And I mean, the list goes on and on of the legends they had and the trophies that they won. And I think as a lot of soccer fans in America were getting turned onto the European game for the first time, they kind of gravitated to United because it was the most exciting team. And, I mean, they were 15th in the Premier League last year.
Last year, yep.
And now, two games in, they're 0-1-1, and they've been eliminated from, one of their...
They're talking about being sold now. The Glazers are talking about selling them.
Yeah, I think, some new leadership is in order after a complete collapse, really. I mean, how long has this collapse been going now? We're 10, 12 years into it.
It's kind of like Jimmy Johnson leaving the Cowboys with their manager.
That's a great comp.
Hey, okay. Broadus, what'd you say the name of that team was?
At Huddleston Town?
I thought you said the Glazers.
Oh, the Glazers. They own the Buccaneers, the Glazers.
Bucks, yeah. Oh, okay. The family Glazers, is the Glazers.
Yeah. The Glazers. Yeah, the Glazers.
It sounds like a fantasy football team or something like that. The Glazers.
That is a good name for the Glazers.
It's not bad.
Beer League.
What kind of creative juice you got for us tonight? Fan Phenoms coming up at 7 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation, live from Jake's in Frisco on Main. And we're back with hour number two of the Nation here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.